From NPR News, it's Day to Day. With the stock market soaring, financial experts say we're headed for yet another round of merger mania. But no one thought the wave would hit quite this quickly. Since the Dow closed at an all-time high on Friday, more than $100 billion in mergers have been announced, including a huge one today. The British banking giant Barclays will shell out 67 billion euros for its Dutch rival, ABN AMRO. That's a deal worth more than 91 billion in U.S. dollars. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us now. Sam, 91 billion. That is quite a chunk of change. What's the significance of this merger?
Alex, this is huge for the banking world. We're talking about the largest bank takeover in history. It's the world's fourth largest merger ever. Together, the two banks will have a market value of $190 billion with 47 million global customers. But the significance really comes down to what's behind those numbers. Analysts say the ABN Barclays merger is a test case of sorts for even larger bank mergers in Europe, which they say is due for a wave of consolidation. This would come on the heels of the mega mergers that began in the U.S. several years ago and as of yet have failed to jump across the pond to Europe.
But this merger isn't a done deal yet, right? What needs to happen before it's actually wrapped up?
Yeah, it's definitely not a done deal. As with most mega mergers, there's always a little drama. The ABN Barclays merger still needs to be approved by shareholders, and that leaves some wiggle room for a group of rival bidders led by Royal Bank of Scotland to try to woo ABN. And this is where the drama lies. Just hours before the rival banks were scheduled to meet with ABN, ABN announced that as part of the Barclays deal, it was going to sell its Chicago-based LaSalle Bank to Bank of America for $21 billion. So the rival bidders then abruptly canceled their meeting this morning with ABN because for them, the LaSalle Bank, with its large presence in the Midwestern United States, was the main attraction.
Bank of America, they're in this. What's in it for them?
Basically, a deal that was too hard for Bank of America to resist. B of A has been trying to build its presence in Chicago, which is the third largest deposit market in the U.S. Its acquisition of LaSalle instantly thrusts it into the number one spot. I talked to banking consultant Bert Ely, and he said B of A's move is part of a long-term strategy.
Up to now, it's had a relatively minor presence in one of the largest economic centers of the country, and this deal allows it, almost gives it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to really build a good, solid, broad presence in Chicago and throughout the Midwest.
Now, Chicago's banking sector has so far avoided the presence of competing mega banks, but now with J.P. Morgan Chase ousted from its number one spot there, the games begin.
Thanks so much, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.